you two informational items. The first item of presentation is our DBE waiver report. For the period of May, June, and July, 10% of the contracts were waived. For May, the waiver percentage was 2.18%. In June, it was 92.47%, and in July, it was 0%.
92?
Yeah, well, I'll explain that because I know you would want an explanation. In June, the 92.47% waivers was for emergency services, you know, and that is emergency services to county people. So it's not a typical procurement.
What emergency service are you talking about?
It's a paramedic program.
Paramedic program?
Yeah, paramedic program.
Okay.
Yeah. So 10%, looking historically, I think the waiver percentage average ranges between 9 to 11%. So I think we're in good stead with the DB waiver report.
Any questions on the first item? No, go to the next item.
The next item is the FAA triennial goal. Because of us being recipients, or the county being recipients of federal funds, we have to set a triennial goal. And so the goal that we set is for a period of 3 years. During this time, when I arrived, they were at receiving comments. They have a 45-day comment period. And as of August 8th, that 45-day comment period was closed. There was a lot of work that went into setting the goals, with meeting with stakeholders and looking at the availability of DBEs. And they arrived at a goal for construction of 19.7% and a goal of 23.6% for professional services, 19.7% for construction. The combined goal is 20%. This is the goal that will be submitted to the Federal Aviation Administration. They'll enter it into their system, and then it'll be final, and then we'll come back and we'll present it for approval.
Dr. Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Who set these goals?
They have a goal-setting committee that involves stakeholders. They used Sadio Gonzalez and Harlan to help them through the process. And they come up with a goal based on the availability of DBEs at the current time in the different NACE codes. Goal is set, then it's put out for public comment for 45 days. After public comment closes, then the goal is there for federal goals, for the federal project, not for the county. The county goals are still the same. The county goals under the county ordinance are still the same. This is for the federal program.
Yeah, well, even though the federal government, do they set these goals, or are we setting the stakeholders? Because you look at the construction, just construction alone at the federal, we always meet. Why are we not keeping the same goals of 27% or 25%?
Yeah.
Because I'm saying, if we meet those goals on a consistent basis, why don't we just maintain those, our goals, and make that the floor, not the ceiling?
Right. Mr. Chair, what you have to do in goal setting is you have to do an availability look, and then you look at the DBEs that are ready, willing, and able at the time, and that fluctuates over time. Sometimes you might have more construction firms ready to work, more professional services firms ready to work, but that, with the economy the way that it is, there's a little bit less DBEs ready, willing, and able than they were the last time they set the goals. And based on the federal goals, you can't have a fixed goal. You really have to adjust the goal by the number of firms that are ready, willing, and able to serve. And so when they do their availability analysis, they look to see by NACE codes. The NACE codes look at construction, professional services, architecture, landscape, and all those different things. And then they look at the amount of firms that are in our unified certification program, and if it drops, and it has, it's decreased from the time that they last set the goal. And that's why you have a lesser goal now than you had in the past.
So, Dr. Anthony, can you give us an update of how much have we decreased in our goals?
Mr. Chair,
in construction and also in professional service increase? And is that in cost? I noticed we didn't put anything for procurement in here.
I didn't catch the last one.
I need a report just to talk about how that we have fluctuated in construction, how many construction firms that we had at the present time last time we set these goals. Also, we increased in professional service, so you increased on that end. And procurement is no longer in the
Procurement is both for the construction and professional service fall under the category of procurement. But usually they set, you know, they separate the two by
right.
construction versus professional services. But both are under the broad category of procurement. Okay. And this is for the federal program.
Correct. And,
right.
and that's just why I was wondering. Any other questions or comments? If not, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We'll go on to item number 17. Thank you.
Thank you.
And where we have a deficit.
From the Director Department of Transportation, submitting notification of a potential revenue deficit in the amount of $585,000 as of July 1st, 2013. This item also went to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. The Committee on Finance and Personnel and Audit heard this report during the July meeting cycle. They received and placed the report on file. However, our agenda has it noticed for informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Mr. Wontan?
The Highway Operations Division was projecting a shortage of revenue. As